Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. If you have not yet, and we're going to hear in just a little bit, you're going to hear about Hitler and God, the study that was done on him and how he progressed to power, political power. Mm-hmm. And it'll make a lot of sense to you. And he befriended the church. He was a choir boy. He befriended the church because you had to have a vote. He had to vote him in, right?
Right.
And so, but once he did that, he came down and literally began to try to destroy JJ, the Jews and Jesus, the Christians and the Jews. And he wanted every one of them destroyed. You had the ghettos, you had the trains, you had the camps, you had the ovens, you had the Holocaust situation that was going on with 6 million Jews being killed. You had Christians that were being killed. You're going to hear that in a moment. And it's going to put two and two together. Realize we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. And we need to turn our hearts to God and repent and humble ourselves, because God will defeat the enemy if we turn our hearts back to God. But if we boo God and we don't want God in our platform and in our workplace and in our marriages and our families, listen, God will honor that and pull back and let the whole darkness come in on us till mm-hmm. we'll be grateful, by the way, if somebody just gives us a kind look and a candy bar.
Right.
So listen to me. This is so important. This is why VFN Radio is here. So we can tell you the biblical, prophetic perspective of what's going on right now. And in that, they began to destroy. Oh, you got to hear. You just got to hear. We're gonna go to a break in just a moment. We have time before a break. You got to hear this. You've got to hear this. This is why we need to pay attention, because of what's taking place in regards to what it looks similar to, just like. And you have to understand this. You have to understand. I give you context. That Hitler was a man, just like any other man. And so was Judas, right?
Yeah.
And he was amongst the disciples, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, Satan entered Judas. You remember that day that he took the bread?
He sure did.
And obviously, at some point, Satan just entered this man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Judas. And that's how that happens. But when you look at Iran today and President Ahmadinejad, it's the same spirit that was on the entered Hitler has entered Ahmadinejad, and that spirit of leadership there. It's the same mm-hmm. thing. You know,
yeah.
Why are you going to talk about killing the Jews and the Christians? What's up with that? It's satanic. It's the devil. Anybody that's serving God, they want to destroy. That's just the whole thing. If you let them get into power, that's what's going to happen. If you vote them into power and boo God, it's like you're like fueling this whole thing. I don't know if there's been a generation that's done what is taking place right now, but listen to this progression of this story and history of, and it's short, of Hitler and God. It may ring some bells with you.
His speeches were filled with hope. He says, I'm going to restore the glory.
In his speeches, he challenged people to love their neighbors, to care for the poor and sick, and to take a stand against violence.
He also said, I believe today that I'm acting in the sense of the Almighty Creator.
In public, Adolf Hitler often referred to himself as a follower of Christ. Even today, many people believe that the Holocaust was carried out in the name of Christianity. But what was the real relationship between God and Hitler?
Adolf Hitler was the nastiest, most hate-filled, wicked man almost in history. And to say that he was a Christian is to be either tremendously ignorant or to be disingenuous.
As a child, Adolf Hitler was baptized into the Catholic Church. He was an altar boy, and at one point, he even wanted to become a priest. But as history would later show, a church member and a Christian are two different things.
At the beginning of his political career, Adolf Hitler was a baby kisser, believe it or not. Even nowadays, if you want to get anywhere as a politician, you flavor your language and your speeches with maybe a Bible verse here and there, maybe have your picture taken with a robed minister outside his church on a Sunday, show up at a prayer breakfast and say something about God. And once you're in your place of political authority, then you can let your real agenda come out. And that's exactly what Hitler did.
From his earliest speeches, Hitler invoked God, a smart political move in the mostly Christian nation of Germany. One of his most public shows of solidarity with the church was the signing of the Nazi Vatican Concordat in 1933.
That pact was that the Catholic Church would support Adolf Hitler politically, and Hitler would make sure they had freedom of religion. Hitler in 1933 said wonderful things about Christianity. He even said he hated atheism and wanted to get rid of it in the country. So Hitler was truly a wolf in sheep's clothing, and he did pull the wool over the Catholic Church.
So if Hitler wasn't a Christian, why did he go to so much trouble to win the support of the church? As one writer put it, he knew Christians would interfere with his plans if they weren't hoodwinked first.
What you won't hear in history class is that Hitler wasn't just out to eliminate the Jews. He wanted to get rid of Christianity as well. Hitler youth leader Baldur von Schirach admitted the destruction of Christianity was explicitly recognized as a purpose of the National Socialist movement. And here's Nazi leader Alfred Rosenberg, a member of Hitler's inner circle.
I am absolutely clear in my own mind, and I think I can speak for the Führer as well, that both the Catholic and Protestant churches must vanish from the life of our people.
In 1933, the German economy was in free fall, with unemployment over 30%. Germany was a nation in need of a savior, and Adolf Hitler decided that he would be the one to fill that role. As Hitler grew more powerful, his religious tolerance disappeared, and he tried to replace Christianity with a new Reich Church, a religion in which there was no God but Hitler.
I think after a while, Hitler begins to believe in Hitler.
Hitler set up a very horrible Antichrist system disguised as a Christian church.
His fellow Nazis were only too happy to embrace the Führer as Germany's Messiah.
It is only on one or two exceptional points that Christ and Hitler stand comparison, for Hitler is far too big a man to be compared with one so petty. Our Führer is the intermediary between his people and the throne of God. Everything the Führer utters is religion in the highest sense.
And since every religion needs a house of worship, Hitler developed a 30-point plan for the new National Reich Church. It was even published in the New York Times in 1942. Among the rules, no pastors, chaplains, or priests were allowed to speak in church, only National Reich orators. All Bibles and pictures of saints were removed from the church altars and replaced with copies of Mein Kampf. The cross was also removed and replaced with the swastika.
One of the most controversial Reich Church rules involved the Bible. Although Hitler quoted scripture in many of his early speeches, he later referred to it as a fairy tale invented by the Jews. And in 1942, the Bible became a banned book in Germany.
Adolf Hitler hated the Bible. He had his own Bible printed, 100,000 copies. There are some copies still around, but many of them were destroyed by people who realized what Hitler had done.
In Hitler's Bible, all Hebrew words, like hallelujah, were removed. He also replaced the Ten Commandments with 12 of his own. Among them, Keep the blood pure and your honor holy. Maintain and multiply the heritage of your forefathers. Joyously serve the people with work and sacrifice. Honor your Führer and Master. Hitler also wrote his own version of the Lord's Prayer, to be recited by the Hitler Youth.
Adolf Hitler, you are our great Führer. Thy name makes the enemy tremble. Thy Third Reich comes, thy will alone is law upon the earth. Let us hear daily thy voice. And order us by thy leadership, for we will obey to the end and even with our lives. We praise thee, Hail Hitler, Führer, my Führer, given me by God. Protect and preserve my life for long. I thank you for my daily bread. Be with me for a long time. Do not leave me, Führer, my faith, my light. Hail, my Führer.
Hitler had his own church, his own Bible, and even his own hymn, sung every day in German schools.
Adolf Hitler is unser Retter.
Understand what's his, I'm going to give you the words of the song as it's going. Adolf Hitler is our Savior and our Lord. And recently, of course, the president was introduced by an actor who says, our Savior and Lord.
That's right, I remember that.
And then the song's going to come up again. These are children singing in school. Listen. He is the noblest being in the whole wide world. Okay. For Hitler, we live. And understand, a teacher standing in front of the room with a chalkboard and a stick helping them sing this. Every school saying this. Why do you think the government wants to take over education?
Wow.
Why do you think they don't want to take away homeschooling and they're trying to throw this German couple out, saying that's not a reason for them to be able to come up with this religious persecution? Because they're saying if that thing stands, then homeschool stands and they won't be able to do these kind of things to our children. Listen up. I'm going to keep it. This is what children are singing in their classrooms on behalf of Hitler. I'll read it back because it's German as it goes. For Hitler we die. Our Hitler is our Lord, who rules a brave new world. Do you really want this government to take over our education system? Do you really want the National Education Association even to exist in the context of that? The founding fathers' original purposes was for the state to be able to be over education. Continuously, we're listening to God and Hitler and how he progressed, and it kind of brings in, hey, we better pay attention.
Now that Hitler had set up his own Reich religion, it was time to get rid of the competition. And while his persecution of the Jews was well known, his final solution for Christians remained a secret for more than four decades.
You have to understand, you're listening to VFN Radio. His final solution for Christians remained a secret. Church, wake up. You are not friends with Satan. And Satan does not, if you think you're playing around with sin and you have no, the goal of him is to destroy Satan. Destroy, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right?
That's right.
Christians and Jews. Mm-hmm. Christians and Jews, which goes to show you that Christians and Jews are serving God. Let's listen up. This is Hitler's plan that's kept secret for 40 years, what he planned to do with the church. Listen up.
In 2002, a Jewish law student uncovered a report from the Nuremberg trials in the 1940s. It was compiled by members of the OSS, an American spy agency in World War II. The report was called the Nazi Master Plan, the Persecution of the Christian Churches. And it laid out a step-by-step plan to de-Christianize Germany. Take over the churches from within, using party sympathizers. Discredit, jail, or kill Christian leaders. Re-indoctrinate the congregants. Give them a new faith in Germany's Third Reich. So where were Germany's Christians in all of this? Most of them were too frightened to protest. But a small remnant of Christians did stand up against the Reich Church.
a group of 3,000 Protestants, known as the Confessing Church, openly defied Hitler and paid the price.
Adolf Hitler said, "I'll make those damned parsons feel the power of the state in a way they'd never believed possible. If I ever have the slightest suspicion that they're getting dangerous, I will shoot the lot of them."
700 pastors from the Confessing Church were arrested. Many of them were murdered or sent to concentration camps.
"There is such a thing as evil, and this man is evil." Hitler has no permanent loyalties. If you cross him, you'll die.
The most important aspect of Christianity that Hitler ignored was the belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. That's a role Hitler preferred to take for himself. And even when he did mention Jesus, it wasn't the Jesus of the Bible. For example, he refused to admit the fact that Jesus was Jewish.
They didn't take any notice of John chapter 4, where the woman at the well said, "How is it you being a Jew?" And Jesus didn't say, "Hang on, I'm a Gentile." And then you find the genealogies in the book of Luke. They go right back through David through to Abraham. So obviously they didn't believe the scriptures and they just made up their own Jesus.
The Jesus Hitler made up was an Arian, whom he often referred to as the Nazarene. Adolf Hitler denied the deity of Christ and forced people to worship him as God. Then he killed or imprisoned hundreds of Christian pastors and hatched a detailed plan to destroy the church. If Adolf Hitler was a Christian, as many people suggest, then he wasn't a very good one.
If you are truly regenerated by the Holy Spirit, you're born again, you will have the evidence of fruit: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, faith, meekness, and temperance. So if you haven't got love, you're not a Christian.
You've been listening to God and Hitler, a study done by Ray Comfort and Gordon Robinson of CBN. Listen, it's time for us to wake up. One thing we learn about history is history always repeats itself. You know, we got to get to the point that presently what's going on in our very faces is the same progression. Because some of the things I noticed when the interview, and you can listen to it, or that segment was, you know, where Gordon said, quote, "A church member and a Christian are two different things." Because you have to understand that Hitler was a member of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people today that think, because somebody may even convinced you, just become a member. This is what I heard. Just become a member. And one day, as if you can become a member of, anyway. And so one day it'll just happen, and you say the prayer.
Oh, gosh.
You say the prayer, and you're in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is done with conviction.
Yeah,
you know, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know. Anyway, so then he said his assistant or one of his whatevers was saying Hitler's. He said Catholic and Protestant churches must vanish from our people. You have to understand. He started as a choir boy in the Catholic Church. His entourage and himself was a progression. You have to first get a buy-in before you can get a kill-in.
Mm-hmm.
You have to first have people buy. And understand this, that up until the last moment when the Jews were being put into ghettos, taken to the concentration camps and trains, getting out of the trains to get onto the camps, and then going into what they perceived was a shower, but really was a gas chamber. They really, up until that one moment, they gave them the impression to that very last moment that everything was okay, and that they were just coming on in. You've been on the train, I'm sure, whatever. And they had people that had switched sides that were encouraging them as they were, so they would see a familiar face and they'd walk right in and the gas would come down and the Jew would be killed. Let me tell you something. That's what happened with Christians and Jews.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, he made a covenant with the Catholic Church. The Pope signed an agreement, what they're saying right here, according to that report, made an agreement with Hitler. This is pretty important because in a moment, we're going to continue on talking about this is reportedly the last pope, the Malachi prophecies, because we're talking about that. And we need to pay attention to this. And this present pope just reportedly is saying he's going to release the archives. And one of the things in those archives is going to be that agreement that was written between Hitler and the head of the Catholic Church. And Hitler was moving in the spirit of Antichrist.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was called the Aryan people. They were called the Aryan race. Well, what is that? You know, that same word, that's where the derivative of Iran comes from. Mm-hmm. Aryan is where it comes the same, you know. So that same spirit is right there on Ahmadinejad, and the leader is there, not necessarily the people, but the leader is there. And Satan is still trying to do what God won't let him do, destroy the church and destroy Israel. But understand, a lot of Jews were, 6 million Jews were killed, and many Christians were killed, and the church was, and this is another thing that was said, was that we need, it, once it progressed to a certain point, that we need to de-Christianize the church, de-Christianize the nation. And that's what's happening right now, America. They're trying to de-Christianize the America.
Yeah.
And it's real tough to do because our founding documents say that all of our rights come from God in the name of our Lord, in the year of our Lord, you know, Jesus Christ. Think about it. It's like you got God and Jesus, and they're two parts of the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to try to do away with our Constitution and understand this, that we need to stand up today because that is our future tomorrow if we don't do this. You heard in the first hour, they booed God.
Yeah.
They booed accepting God in their platform.
And the freedom of speech. I mean, here, he confiscated every single one of those Bibles and replaced it with his own Bible. He ripped out the Ten Commandments.
And wrote his own. And he even added two.
He
wasn't even satisfied with 10 lies. He added two more lies in there.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.